Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Welcome back in. Brian Barrett here with you on Rutherford Issues, and we are going to find out about the SCAN program. What in the world is SCAN? Is it what happens at the airport when you walk through and they take that wand around? Well, we've got a cast of thousands to talk to us about it. Carol Kyle is here. Carol, I'm going to let you kind of start us off, since exactly what is your title with the SCAN program?
My title is the SCAN coordinator.
That sounds impressive.
Well, it's a fun impressiveness. So yes, it is.
So what does SCAN stand for?
SCAN stands for Senior Citizens Awareness Network.
Now, you've kind of done some networking, because I talked to Lisa Marchesoni, and she said, or sent me some information. I said, you know, we need to talk about that on the radio. And then it started with you, and then we've got others here that are joining
yes.
you today. That's
yes.
just kind of how this whole thing works, isn't it? Word of mouth and getting the word around.
It definitely is, and we appreciate your having us here. And my colleagues, as you have already met, John Acton and Sergeant Patty Hillis, they are the instigators of this program for the Sheriff's Department, and they have done an outstanding job.
There always has to be an instigator, and I figured
yes.
that John would be in on that if it was if
John's
there was an instigator.
Yes.
You get that a lot.
Yeah, I'll take credit for that. it just started with a small idea, and took it to my sergeant, and got to talking about it, presented it to the sheriff. He liked the idea, wanted us to run with it. And now she's saying I'm getting credit for starting it, but I will have to be honest that this program would not be where it's at right now if it wasn't for Miss Carol, Miss Peggy, and all the hard work. And that's not paid work, that's volunteer work. And they have done an outstanding job in getting this program to where it is right now. And we're kicking this thing off, and hopefully we're going to have our volunteers out pretty soon and visiting with the seniors that need our visits, and helping them and making sure that their quality of life is up to standard. And anything that we can help them with, we will network with resources and try to get them whatever they need.
Now, you mentioned that all of this is volunteer stuff.
Yes, sir. It's actually a group of volunteers. I think we have, 12?
Oh, we have lots more now.
Lots more now.
We have about 17 now.
17 volunteers.
Yes.
And they operate under the umbrella of the sheriff's office and go out and visit senior citizens who have been referred by various agencies or people. And just make sure that they are taken care of and things their needs are being met by whatever resources we have or can help them.
Now, Sergeant Hillis, you and John actually are in the SRO program. You're still doing the SRO thing, right?
Yes, sir, and that's the biggest reason why we had to find a coordinator and a co-coordinator.
you had your hands full enough, I would assume.
Very much so.
So this idea came about how? I mean, what prompted the thought, we need this SCAN program, we need to help senior citizens?
Well,
I mean, you all work with kids.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it back over to John, but because actually it was all his idea, but me being his sergeant, he came to me and was telling me about it. And the more he told me about it, I thought, wow, this sounds like a great thing, you know, that we could do.
You could have easily said, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I could, you know, throw it to the side. But, you know, I wanted to be his supporting supervisor. And I said, you know what, I'll go with you to the sheriff and pitch it to him, see what mm-hmm. he says. And he was so excited when John brought this up.
So what's the need, John? I mean,
well, it actually started probably when I was on patrol about 10 years ago. No getting calls to senior citizens' homes, and unfortunately, sometimes they probably deceased, I can remember those days when one is deceased, and then you have to leave the home, and then the spouse is still there, and what they would have to go through. So I thought back to those days, and then also realizing that my parents don't live here; they live in Knoxville. and they're getting on up in age, and what, you know, how am I going to deal with that if they ever need help or something, being here and them living in Knoxville? Well, I got to looking around and came across a program, which Knoxville does have a SCAN program, but I focused more on the Wilson County program since they were a little closer, and researched it and called their coordinator, Ms. Perret, and talked with her and set up meetings with her and traveled with them in Wilson County, and saw a need that we could use this program here, because I'm sure there's many seniors here that could use our help or just our companionship to visit and check on them and see how they're doing. And it just went from there. And I talked with Miss Carol one day, and she came in and she had researched it, and there is over 21,000,
almost 25,000
seniors in this county that are 65 or older.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, their children may live out of town, may live in another state, and you know, nobody's staying on a family farm anymore, so it may be a need where we can go out and just check on them and make sure that they're okay, and we'll just take it from there and work, you know, work that way.
Carol, what I have in my mind is seeing the commercials that with the elderly lady that says, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yes.
And she has this thing that she can push for an alert, but not everybody has that. And what happens to that person who has fallen and can't get up? And if nobody comes by to check, and that's really kind of the premise behind this. It's just, it's not an every day and every hour thing, but it's just an awareness that there is someone living in this home that we just stop by and check in every now and then.
Well, you're absolutely correct, and that's what we want to correct. We want to correct that by having people who know this little lady who lives alone and has a hard time getting around, so that they can call us and we will go out and interview her. And if she has a need, as John described, we have a lot of resources that we can help her.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about cost, because obviously it's a volunteer basis, but there have to be costs somewhere.
Well,
who pays? How does that work?
There is no cost to the SCAN member, to the people that we will go and visit. There's no cost to the person making the referral. We are going to do this by the generous people in Rutherford County who are going to give us donations. So, and it will be a donating type process.
That is another challenge all in itself, I would assume. But the people will see the worth in the program and think, wow, this is something that I could really easily give to.
Right. Well, there's three ways you can give. One is your time. If you would like to be a volunteer, right, you can fill out an application and volunteer your time. Two is if you're a skilled person, say, in construction or electrician, plumbing, something of that nature, and we can put you on a list as a resource. If we come across someone who has electrical issues in their home, we can call you and ask for you to volunteer your time to maybe go and check and fix it, whatever electrical problems that there is. And then, of course, a third is by giving money. There's no tax dollars going into this program. It's strictly volunteer. And, you know, any money that we can get by donations would just be outstanding.
Well, I know how volunteers work, and a lot of times they'll put their own money and effort into whatever they're doing. So that seems to be how that goes, and you all are a prime example of that. But the volunteers that go out and work with these people and visit, I'm sure that they will do much the same. Well, one person that hasn't said a whole word, and she's been standing by there, and now she's a bit embarrassed. But Peggy, tell me a little bit, and how do you say your last name?
Earhart.
Earhart, okay, like Amelia.
No.
No?
Not at all.
Peggy, your assistant coordinator.
Right.
Did Carol come into your office, twist your arm? How did that work?
Beat me with a wet noodle.
Is that what it was?
Yep, I think actually it was John and Patty that beat me first.
Oh, is that right?
Then she beat me afterwards. I like to volunteer anyway, so it was an easy thing for me to do. So, the one thing, though, that I will say is that there are a lot of people that are up in age that do not require someone to be checking on them every couple of days, or, you know, it could be maybe once a month, but they would enjoy someone calling them and just spending time on the phone with them, listening to their problems, or, you know, asking questions and that kind of thing. So that's another thing that the volunteers are going to do. It'll be divided kind of where some days the volunteers are just going to be making phone calls to people that just want the voice and don't need the person.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to add something there, Patty?
Yeah, the one thing I did want to add was, on top of everything you've heard already about the program, one of the other reasons, too, that we want to check on these folks is scams. There are a lot of people out there that like to drop by these elderly folks and try to get money from them. And that's another thing. If they see a sheriff's department car, you know, that's coming by, roaming the neighborhoods, looking around, stopping at these folks' house, that's going to detour these types of people of preying on the on our elderly folks. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times I noticed this was down in your yard, and if you'll give me this much money, I'll fix it. And then you give them the money, and then they're gone. I mean, we hear about that, see that a lot.
Well, John and I went and actually rode around with the Wilson County people and had a great time that day. The people that we met were just amazing. The stories they had in their life. But there was one gentleman that, thank God, that they came by to check on one day. He lives in a trailer way out in the country. When they pulled up, he had brand new gravel in his driveway. And Miss Perret was so excited. She thought, oh, you know, she was so proud they had gravel. And so they went in and said, you know, how did you get gravel in your driveway? Well, he was terribly upset. And come to find out, a gentleman came by, said, well, I'll pour this gravel for you for whatever amount of money you have in your pocket. Well, he didn't have that much. And he said, well, I really can't afford it. And he said, well, I'll just go ahead and do it. You know, it'll be okay. And he did. And then he comes back in and tells him that he owes him $700-$800. And he didn't have that. And then he tried taking his banjo that was his pride and joy. And with Debbie and them coming by and checking on him, they were able to apprehend this gentleman within the day.
Wow.
So it was a good thing that somebody had come by and checked on him.
Well, I guess that kind of spurred you all on. You see results like that, it's obviously easy to see why this program would be very beneficial.
Yeah. And then there was another situation where we met a little lady that was 103 years old, and she had outlived her family, and she didn't have any family left, so she was on the visit list, and they would come by and visit with her. And you know, and like I said earlier, so many kids now leave. They're not, you know, staying on a family farm anymore, and they leave and move out of state or cross country or whatever. And if they want to make a referral where we can just stop in and check on their parents, we'll be glad to do that. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the county or the city limits. As long as you're inside Rutherford County, we will come by and check on you.
We are talking today about the Senior Citizens Awareness Network, or SCAN. I like to mention what SCAN stands for, because it's for those, is it 55 or 65 and older?
55 Kara? And older.
55 and older.
Yes.
Now, tell us how the whole process works. Say I know someone that could use this service. What do I need to do, and then what goes on from there?
Okay. What you would need to do, you would need to call our number at the sheriff's office, and that number is 904-3139. We would get the information from you, the person's name, address, phone number. We would then contact this person and schedule a time for us to go and visit. On this visit, we would do an assessment, and the assessment would be name, address, phone number, do you have any illnesses? You know, do you have somebody that you can talk to? There are several things. We also do a safety and security check, making sure that their home is secure. For example, do they have locks on their doors? Do they lock their doors? Patty and I visited a lady the other day that she had a lock, but she never locked the door. We also make sure that people are getting enough food to eat. We're making sure that they have the things that they need for the activities of daily living. For example, if somebody has to use aids such as a wheelchair or crutches or a cane, and they don't have a ramp in their house, we can call somebody and get somebody to fix a ramp up to their doors. Mm-hmm. We also want to make sure that there's plenty of lighting so that they're secure about that, and that you can see their house numbers, but they don't have to walk, you know, 800 yards to the mailbox. So, and we found out that that's a simple procedure to get a mailbox moved up to the back door. So, mm-hmm.
How successful has this been? I know that he's just getting off the ground floor, but are there any success stories you can share out there so far?
Well, not quite yet, but if you ask me that a month from now, I think that we'll have some, because we're just now beginning to go out and visit people.
We're getting there.
Getting there?
We're getting there.
Yes.
You're assembling the troops right now.
We are, and we're very excited, not just for us, but for the seniors of this county and the citizens of Rutherford County. It's an outstanding program, and I'm glad that we're able to get it up and going.
Well, with wintertime coming up as well, a lot of people don't get out as much as maybe they do in the summertime, so that's probably really a good time of the year to be launching into this full steam ahead.
Right, right. And you know, we just want to make sure that, you know, for like winter months, that if we come across somebody that don't have adequate heating, we can call our resource list and make sure that we can get some heat out to them. And you know, just check on them and make sure everything's going good for them.
The biggest thing we've done is really gotten our resources together. That's mm-hmm. what we've been working on. So when we do get active in the field, those resources are going to be there for us to contact to get these folks the help that they need. You know, and the other thing, too, I wanted to mention was not only is it time and money and donations and things like that, but it's also material donations, such as material to build this lady a ramp, or maybe fans or old air conditioners, you know, things of that nature. If people don't know what to do with something, you know, I'm not sure where we could store it, but it might be a place where we could use that item.
Peggy, let's talk a little bit about volunteers. How do you volunteer? What do you need to do? What's the process there?
Well, we do have some paperwork to go through. It's a couple pages, but it's basic stuff like name, address, telephone numbers, driver's license number, and then there's a questionnaire about like what would you like to do, or what have you been doing, why are you interested in doing this, how have you done this type of work before. And it's, you know, whatever anybody wants to say. If you've done nothing but garden all your life, okay, we can use that kind of work from somebody. If no one else has, their garden is a mess or something, we can go in there and do that. Any of the little things around the house, and basic, whatever, we'll try to work on it and see what we can do. There's limits.
Sure. You know, the right now you said Carol's 17, so is there a certain goal? Can you have too many volunteers?
Well, I hope that we don't ever have too many volunteers. Of course, we can't have 100 right this minute because we don't have that many members. But I think as our membership grows, we will definitely need volunteers. We ask that each volunteer please commit to about 16 hours a month. Now, it may be more or less. We have people that have said to us, I'll work every day. We've had people that have said to us, I can only work on Tuesday afternoons. So it's going to vary because we all have other lives that we need to think about. Mm-hmm. But we've had some really good response, and we have some excellent people in our volunteer program.
So the best advice, whether it's volunteering, whether it's to have someone come out and visit with an elderly person that maybe you know, I guess the best thing to do is just call the phone number.
Call our phone number, yes, 904-3139.
904-3139. Anybody else have anything they want to pass along here? I mean, is it every day of the week? I mean, if there's a need, can you come out whenever it's necessary?
Well, we're primarily going to do Monday through Friday. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that we will never go out on weekends. I'm not saying that. we will probably not go out in the nighttime. And neither will we go out on the days that the schools are out due to inclement weather. Mm-hmm. So, but those are the only, I think, things that we'll not do.
But you kind of build a relationship, though, when there is an emergency need, John, then you know, they kind of understand what the process should be.
Greg, if there is, say, Saturday night at 1 o'clock, or Sunday morning at 1 o'clock, and there's a need and it's one of our scan recipients, sure, we're myself, then call me. I'll get up out of bed and go check on them. Or, you know, I think it's important that we maintain, if there's an issue after hours, that we maintain that contact with them and let them know that, hey, we're here for you, regardless of what time. It's and that's, you know, part of what the program's about.
Certainly feels like family to me. Right, I mean, it's just right. Like neighbors taking care of neighbors.
Right, right. And each and every client's going to be important to us, and we want them to understand that, and we want them to know that we're here to help them and to help take care of them.
Very good. Carol?
Yes.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing all these fine folks
Thank
with you.
You
today. Carol Kyle is the coordinator and assistant coordinator, Peggy, like Amelia, Earhart. Close. And SROs John Acton and Sergeant Patty Hillis all joining us in studio. And just want to extend the offer that if we can help get the word out, if there's a need, let us know. We'll put it out on the air and we'll do what we can to help and be a part of this program.
We want to come back and tell our stories.
Yes. We've got to have stories.
Invite
got to have stories.
We'll
do it, most certainly.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment.